We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Lot going on as we get ready for the holiday weekend. The busiest travel day looks like it'll be tomorrow. So if you're headed out of town or have people coming into town, we got you covered. 4th of July on Thursday, we're a big part of the fireworks at Point State Park celebrating the city and our Independence Day. And we'll give you the details of all of that. And there has been some positive news when it comes to how Pittsburgh downtown is trying to reimagine where we go from here. And joining us, John Valentine, who's the executive director of the Downtown Neighbors Alliance. John, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Larry. It's been a while.
I know. And, you know, we've had some encouraging news about how we reimagine our city, which is really important post-pandemic and dealing with the issues. And one of the things we've heard about is finding ways to make the city greener. In this case, we're going up.
Well, yes, we are. Yes. I assume you're talking about the Green Roofs project.
Right. So from the air, we would look much greener. But how does this work?
Well, you know, I had done a lot of research and I visited a few cities. And I noticed that some of the cities that had green roofs and green walls and more trees and more plants, well, what they had was a cooler environment. It was much cooler because anything that's green, grass, trees, it releases water vapors into the air. And that also, the plants don't release any CO2, any carbon dioxide. So what happens was it had a cooling effect. And then with the green roofs and the green walls, it insulated the high-rise buildings, and they've seen a huge reduction in utility cost of the heat and cool the buildings.
Yeah.
And we combined that with a program that we instituted called the Living Well Initiative, which did research on why different neighborhoods had much more longevity than the average span of life. Neighborhoods all over the world that people lived 100, 102, 103 years old. And one of the common denominators, and there was a few, obviously how you eat, exercise, things like that, but one of them was greenery. So the deeper we looked into it, the more we said we have to do this. Unfortunately, a few years back when we started this, we were a little bit ahead of our time, and the technology wasn't there, because to do a green roof, you had to lay a ton of dirt down on the roof. And some of the older buildings, Larry, they just weren't, the roofs weren't made to withstand that kind of weight.
Right.
Now we found out that the technology has changed. And well, there's new technology, I should say, and there's a new way of doing this. And all of a sudden, as we looked into that, we were like, oh, my God, this makes not only environmental sense, but it makes economic sense, because many of the buildings wouldn't need to have to put a new roof on, which was really an extremely expensive factor.
Right.
So the more we worked on it, we said, you know what? This pays for itself in just a few years. So we reached out. We're initiating talks with the two largest real estate holders downtown, the Cultural Trust and the and Point Park University. And just to, you know, want to be transparent, the talks are very initial. We're getting things going, but the results we've gotten so far from everyone we spoke to has been extremely positive.
Yeah, and
we
heard,
want to move forward with this. I'm sorry.
Now, one example of that is the county office building. I hear they put one in, 2010, and they estimated saved $80,000 a year in energy costs. That's actually mind-boggling.
You know, we took a walk up there, and half the roof is covered with grass, and half the roof is asphalt. And on a really hot 90-degree day, there was a 40-degree temperature right above the grass compared to the asphalt.
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. It's got so many positive effects. The question now is, can we get enough building owners to implement it? And we think we can, because for the first time, the economics make sense.
Yeah, and I know you're working with a lot of stakeholders to try to reimagine the city, and there are other plans recently revealed to kind of spruce up our town. When do you think we'll start seeing, you know, physically seeing some of these things develop?
Well, you know, it's been a great partnership with a lot of stakeholders, led by the Allegheny Conference, County Executive in the Murado, and Mayor Ganey. All three groups have been just tremendous. This is, in my opinion, this is a really good plan, and it's a great beginning. I think the question becomes now, you know, some things are, I won't say out of our control, but have to happen first. And that is, right now, you know, when I say we, I mean, of course, the three organizations I just mentioned and all the partners. Going to the state, and we're hoping to get, you know, a fair amount of money, because we need to get this funded. And right now the state is going through a budget. So it's hard for me to put a timeline on when this will happen, because there's some things that are, you know, in the group's control and some things that aren't. But I would say the first step is, let's see where the state budget lies. And then, you know, we're going to approach the powers that be, the governor and the senators and Congress, and, you know, state congressmen and state senators, and see what happens.
Appreciate the time this morning, John. Have a great 4th of July holiday. We'll talk again soon.
Always appreciate you, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. John Ballantyne, Executive Director of the Downtown Neighbors Alliance, on the Big K Morning Show. On the heels of that story, how about the people over the weekend that tried to take fireworks through TSA and were apparently surprised by the reaction? Well, it's just fireworks. They're legal. You know there's gunpowder in there, and it's not legal to take those onto an aircraft, sir.
Smoke grenade.
A military smoke grenade is what they would use when ground soldiers would be signaling to a helicopter for pickup. And, that's illegal. And let's be honest, who hasn't been picked up for carrying more shampoo than 3 ounces at some point? Right. Oh, God. I don't know how many times you got to tell people you can't take a weapon onto an aircraft.
There are great big 6 to 7 foot high signs
So even if
right
you got
there
to the
at the checkpoint, that even, would remind you, don't do this.
Even if you're packing heat all the time and you say, well, I'm just used to it. Well, you have to be conscientious enough to know to take it out of your pants or bag before you go through TSA.
Oh, my.
Maron. All right, baby carrots. When almost every child is little, mom and dad say eating carrots is good for your eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I didn't eat enough of those. That's also, my mom said fish was brain food, and apparently I didn't eat enough fish either. So a new study shows that eating baby carrots 3 times per week can actually be good for your skin. Carrots increase your skin's ability to protect itself against certain cancers and even prevent heart disease.
Bring it on.
So baby carrots, you like carrots?
I do. I have some baby carrots in the fridge even as we speak.
Hey, here at the plant?
No.
Oh, God, don't bring them here.
Back at the hacienda. Hey, the Boston Celtics are up for sale, Larry.
Oh, maybe I'll put a bid in.
Listen to this. So the controlling shareholders who got involved in this, they purchased a part of the controlling interest. That's what it is, the controlling interest of the Celtics. Back in 2002, they paid $360 million. Guess what Forbes has valued the team at?
Boston Celtics, who just won another NBA championship, their 18th.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
$4.7 billion. Talk about a return on investment.
But are they happy? That's, how do people that make that kind of money, what do they do after that? Like, what do you do?
Kind of hard to top that, isn't it?
So stinking rich that you could do anything you want, anything you possibly imagine. What do you do?
Yeah.
And you look at guys that have this kind of money, like they love the limelight. As Marty loves to say, they love the game, right? They love the game because they put themselves in the limelight when they don't have to. For instance, Elon Musk, a multi-billionaire, continuously puts himself out because he likes the game, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He doesn't have to do it. Bill Gates, still not as out there. And then you look at Mark Zuckerberg, the man behind Facebook. He's a gazillionaire. He's still training to be a UFC fighter. Is that what you would do if you had unspeakable amounts of cash?
I'm not sure what I would do.
I'd be on a cliff on an island. I don't know.
Right.
What would you do? But everybody, you know, if you ever play the Mega Millions, you fantasize about.
I could tell you what I would buy. I would buy a private plane, something small, and get my pilot's license. I would love to learn how to fly. That would be something I would really enjoy.
A jet.
Right.
All right. Speaking of unspeakable amounts of money, if you had that kind of money, you could do this. You could buy American Pie, the song, not the movie, by the way. From 1971, Don McLean's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Handwritten lyrics are up for auction. Mm. The starting bid is over $150,000. And would make a great gift for your parents or grandparents. $150,000 signed by Don McLean. I actually interviewed him twice here on the morning show. And everybody asked him the same question. You can't, how can you not ask him?
Yeah,
what makes sense. What does that song mean, The Day the Music Died, right? And then he's probably thinking to himself, if I have to answer this question one more time, I'm just going to sell the lyrics I wrote. So they're available. By the way, what's the Mega Millions Powerball up to, just in case?
Okay, I'll do some checking.
You could use a jet. We want you to have your jet, Paul.
I'm going to have that for you in just a moment.
Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, this morning. And, Paul, we've gotten a lot of reaction from the Supreme Court's decision yesterday. I should say decisions, although not much talk about the other decisions outside of presidential immunity. They did kick the two social media. I guess they sent those back to the courts in Texas and Florida and basically said, you deal with it.
It's a way of looking at it, yeah.
Right? All right, so a lot, the president, a rare White House press conference statement yesterday. And obviously, after the debate last Thursday, a lot of discussion about cognitive issues. And for the latest and what Donald Trump had to say yesterday on a radio talk show, CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Top White House and campaign aides say there are no plans for President Biden to step down as the presumptive Democratic nominee. And he has his family's full support. They huddled at Camp David all weekend, where First Lady Dr. Jill Biden spoke to Vogue magazine for its August cover story. She downplayed Biden's debate performance, insisting they will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. We will continue to fight.
I know I'm not a young man.
The Biden campaign is making the same case with a new ad showing the president at a rally the day after the debate.
But I know how to do this job. I know right from wrong.
Considerably sharper and more energetic than when he was on stage with Donald Trump.
If we finally beat Medicare.
A new CBS News poll shows how the debate impacted voters, with 72% saying Biden does not have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president, compared to 65% before the debate. 50% believe Trump does. Among registered Democrats, 54% think Biden should run for president. 46% say he should not. Trump weighed in on a radio show.
And they say getting him out is very hard because he has the delegates, he has the votes. And that if he doesn't want to get out, there's not a thing they can do about it.
Election expert David Becker says the decision is for Biden alone to make.
The primaries were held. The voters have spoken. I expect that we will see a rematch of President Biden against former President Trump.
The Biden campaign is circulating a new internal poll. Even though it has Trump leading by 1 point, it also shows that support of the president has not changed following the debate. Top campaign advisors brought it up during a call with donors trying to calm nerves about Biden's viability. Weijia Zhang, CBS News, the White House.
So that conversation will continue. Meanwhile, 866-391-1020. Is this the end of democracy or just a defining moment of what is and isn't for President culpable actions.
A new Harvard Caps Harris poll released Monday, 66% of respondents, up from 54 in May, said they have doubts about Biden's fitness. 74% surveyed also said Biden showed he was too old to be president.
What about Mick Jagger? Maybe he can, because since he's 80 years old,
he's proven it. Yeah,
he seems to be okay running around stage. Yes, the conversation, I mean, above and beyond, obviously, the most important job, I think, in the world. People have these conversations with family members all the time. And when you go down that rabbit hole and talk about, you know, it's a hard conversation for people who are in the sandwich generation, and that's they have children and they have living parents or parent, and they're dealing with declines of health and cognitive issues. And I know many, many people who are dealing with family members who are having particularly memory issues. And that's a tough conversation to have, to tell dad you can no longer drive or take away privileges that they don't in that moment understand why you're saying that and take offense to it, get angry. And it's a subject that a lot of people deal with. When is enough enough? And did we see that? Or then yesterday, the president looked 100% normal in his speech from the White House. So that part of the conversation will continue. What are the realities of all of this and what happened yesterday looks like? And we talked to Dr. Ken Gormley, president of Duquesne University, who's an expert in Supreme Court law, said that it was likely that the rest of these cases against Donald Trump would not have come to a decision before the November election anyway. Now it doesn't look like any of those will, certainly. And then I asked him the question, could, if Donald Trump is reelected, could he pardon himself? And he kind of said he might not even have to, because he could direct judges, you know.
He could direct the Justice Department to stop prosecution. I think it would be a great idea if we could hear again from Dr. Gormley.
Yeah. I'm kind of take the meat of what he had to say, because I think it will maybe calm people down a little bit who are thinking on one side, this is big victory. On the other side, this is a great loss and democracy is in jeopardy. You've got to hear what Dr. Gormley has to say at the top of the hour coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Up right after the news at the top of this hour, you're going to hear from the president of Duquesne University, Dr. Ken Gormley, who is an expert in Supreme Court law, and share his thoughts, as he did with us this morning on the Big K Morning Show, about the Supreme Court's decision yesterday in regards to presidential immunity. And Paul, we talked about somebody taking fireworks through TSA. You'll love this. From CBS, if you're traveling again, heads up.
While you should know by now what's allowed and what's not in your carry-on bag, here's a reminder.
One item I'd like to stress is prohibited is the firearms.
TSA Federal Security Director of Maryland, Chris Murgia, is at BWI.
We're not saying that you can't fly with a firearm. We're just asking that you pack it properly. It must be declared, and it must go in your check bag.
And if it's not,
there are very hefty fines, and you can be susceptible to criminal offenses as well.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
So we just got another firearm and fireworks confiscated at TSA in Pittsburgh.
Got one Monday. A couple from West Virginia was stopped. Dad's gun was in mom's bag. She didn't know it was there, she said.
I wonder if he put it there on purpose, if you know what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Now, there's a story to tell.
I'm sorry. You can't go on the trip, honey. Oh, man. And
I could just hear it. Does this mean she has to stay behind?
We're kidding, of course.
Yes.
That certainly wouldn't be the case. Hey, this is an interesting twist. You know, Monday, yesterday, since it was July 1st, in a lot of states, new laws kicked in. You know, it's the fiscal start of the year, and in many states, the new laws begin. And in Tennessee, there is a law that will require some domestic violence offenders to wear GPS devices so survivors and law enforcement can tell if they are nearby.
Here's how it works. Victims are notified through a phone app or an electronic device when an offender violates an order of protection. That can mean moving within a certain radius of the victim or breaching an exclusion zone like their house. When that happens, victims can receive multiple alerts like texts, emails, and a monitoring service calls law enforcement.
I would imagine a lot of other states will be watching that very closely because the number of protection from abuse, PFAs that are put out there, I think are shocking and surprising to people. And the one thing you want to prevent is any further violence. However, with the technology that's available, it seems to make sense.
Why not?
And on this date in history, 60 years ago, one of the most important moments in this country took place, and it has to do with voting rights. July 2nd, 1964, President Johnson signed into law the landmark bill known as the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It outlawed racial discrimination in public institutions and businesses, desegregated public schools, and laid the groundwork for the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And before signing it, the president addressed the nation.
All men are entitled to the blessings of liberty, yet millions are being deprived of those blessings, not because of their own failures, but because of the color of their skin.
And 60 years later, how are we? Asking the question.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.